This is not a test of the emergency alert system. A culture of death propaganda for the nuclear suicide religion. Al-Qaeda exploded a nuclear device at rush hour this morning downtown at the World Trade Center Freedom Tower. All broadcast media ceased operations instantly as the blast and fireball consumed their facilities completely. And this is not a test of the emergency alert system or entertainment establishment propaganda for the atheistic mass murder religion. Were there other blasts, power is out for the civilian grid. All appliances, computers, and radios have gone dead. There's nothing on any TV screen in the United States. No one knows, but maybe the military can stay. This is not a test of the emergency alert system or academia elite propaganda for the Marxist-Leninist religion. There won't be any lights on anywhere, all cell phones are out. The only way they left to communicate is and will be word of mouth. All electrical generators are destroyed, so nothing runs. Power isn't coming back on, and night soon will come. And this is not a test of the emergency alert system or MoveOn.org propaganda for the liberal Nazi religion. Nuclear jihad will not be televised on CNN or NBC. It won't be on YouTube or be available on DVD or MP3. It won't be in the New York Times or Rolling Stone magazine. It won't be a Hollywood movie, be on Oprah or MTV. And this is not a test of the emergency alert system. Or liberal media propaganda for the political correctness religion. Like 9/11, nuclear jihad will be a sudden apocalypse of death. So the president will never give a national warning address on the emergency broadcast system on any TV screen with that sound that sounds like a high-pitched electronic scream. And this is not a test of the emergency alert system or nuclear suicide propaganda for the culture religion, for the atheistic Hollywood religion, for the music business prostitution and abortion.